Thunder Bay, the Parade of Lights was a financial success. The annual event, which celebrated its 25th anniversary in December, raised more than $50,000, to be distributed to four different charities, through online efforts and collections made along the parade route. Greg Stevenson, co-chair of the parade, said it was one of their most successful years yet, with more than 150 entries, which overflowed the parking lot at Manitoulin Transport, the traditional starting point for the popular holiday event. The amount raised was phenomenal. We ended up with more than $50,000. It goes a long way helping the four charities. The weather was great. It turned from a dreary, rainy day into a spectacular night, and we had over 150 entries, and we need those to have a parade, Stevenson said on Thursday, after turning over checks to the local charities, which include the George Jeffrey Children's Foundation, the Thunder Bay Therapeutic Riding Association, Special Olympics and Autism Ontario Thunder Bay. We've had our bleak years, where we've had some pretty small numbers. When people come out, you want to provide them with a show. They're supporting these four charities and everybody wants to get in the Christmas spirit. Stevenson said the event brings out the best in people. Year after year, he's at a loss for words when the donations pour in. We always have our diligent parade walkers out, banging on doors if people are in their cars, going to people and asking them to clean out their pockets and donate whatever they can. Because of these efforts and the efforts of companies coming forward, we were able to raise that amount, Stevenson said. Rob Neff, representing the local Special Olympics movement as community coordinator, said the money from events like the Parade of Lights is key to them being able to provide the services to their user base. With 400 athletes taking part in various programs, and travel required to events like the Special Olympics Summer Games, it's a costly endeavor. Every contribution helps, Neff said. Right now, our biggest expense is travel, and I think we have our biggest contingent ever preparing to go to Summer Provincial Games in Brantford, and one athlete going to the World Games in March. And we're hosting, in Thunder Bay, a Spring Games here in April, Neff said. All of that entails a tremendous expense, and it just wouldn't be possible without an event like this. Stevenson said organizers are already planning the 2025 event.